I'm joined here with head men's soccer coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Coach Ben McCray. And the Lakers finished the regular season as the 2 seed and will face the 3-seeded Marshalltown this Wednesday in Spencer at home at 3 p.m. And Coach, familiar foe, talk to us a little bit about the matchup with Marshalltown and what you expect to see Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks, Ashley. No, I appreciate it. It's another massive, massive game for us against Marshalltown. We played them twice already this year, but it's almost at the end of the season. It's gone back and forth over the last 3 or 4 years. We seem to meet either in the semifinals or the final every year. So it's another topsy-turvy matchup, should I say. You know, these games come down to a lot of organisation and understanding roles, responsibilities, and then who wants it the most in these games, you know, and it's going to come down very little, you know, to the tactical side of things. So we're looking forward to it, you know, and they're an outstanding side. They've been in the top 20 this year, and they've got some fantastic players there as well. So it's really going to be an interesting game. We just have to be at our best to win it.
Absolutely. And the sophomores this year, you know, and as every year, play a big role, you know, on your team and the success that you guys have had. Talk to us a little bit about your sophomores and what they've meant to the team and program.
Yeah, we've got some fantastic sophomores. You know, some of them are only back because of the COVID season, should I say, and they've been absolutely brilliant. You know, our captain is Jose Miguel Poggio. He's been our leader all the way through. He hasn't stopped working every day in training. He's a great number six. So we're so thankful to have him back, you know, amongst everybody. And we've got Matias Daniel, who's been in there at the seven role. He's added goals at crucial times this season, and he works his socks off every single day. So Sophie and Magahouts, you know, so creative and can win a game almost by himself. He's so good at times, and he keeps on developing. And then we've got Leonardo Sexius as well, fantastic during last season's national tournament. Played really well, and you know, he's having a great season. You know, he seems to pop up at the right times to score crucial goals as well. And then, you know, probably the most consistent player this year is Tarai Tagweti. We call him TT, but he's our box-to-box midfielder. He's having a fantastic season. You know, he puts a tackle in. He does everything behind the ball, all the dirty work. Doesn't get a lot of assists, doesn't get a lot of goals, but he's that key player that you need in there. And Morris Duggan as well, came in new this year. He's a sophomore, transferred in from another university, but he's been a rock at the back. And probably the last sophomore I've got is Dion Zubi. He's been one of our goalkeepers this year. And, you know, we're so thankful to have him. He works so hard every single day in training, and he's a massive part of what we are and what we show.
Finally, Coach, just what has the team been working on in practice as you guys lead up to, you know, regional play and the regional tournament starting this week?
Well, I obviously can't give away all the secrets, but, you know, I think it's been a good week of sessions. We gave them after last week. We gave them a couple of days off and then got right back at it. Had a bit of fun last week, and then this week is just really about our defensive shape and making sure that we understand as a unit when to close players down, when to sit tight, you know, and when to press at the right time as well. And if we can get some of those key things right in the game and good understandings, I think we'll be able to take this quite far.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck in regional tournament play and against Marshalltown this coming Wednesday.
I appreciate it, Ashley. Thank you so much.